I just feel, while we're in this atmosphere of prayer, let's just bring the prayer request before the Lord this morning, shall we? Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord. Lord, through your precious blood, Lord, and you are Lord of lords and King of kings, Lord, this morning, Lord. And Lord, you are able, Lord, to reach down, Lord, to each heart this morning, Lord Jesus, and touch the need, Lord. We just bring the sisters, brother-in-law and Lord, natural sister before you this morning, Lord. Their sister Gail, Lord, for peace, Lord, and for the husband, Lord, with open heart surgery, Lord, we just pray, Lord, you would step in with your healing mercy, Lord, and Lord, watch over the surgery, Lord, and still the hearts, Lord, how our spirits, Lord, can get worked up, Lord. But you are, Lord, our perfect peace, Lord Jesus, that passes all understanding, Lord, this morning, Lord. So we just pray that you would swoop in your love, Lord, and undertake for that situation, Lord. And we just pray upon the prayer request, Lord, before, Lord, on the internet, Lord Jesus, each need, each heart, Lord, whether they be healing, Lord, or spiritual need, Lord Jesus, we just uplift them before you this morning, Lord, and not forgetting, Lord, the things that are on the hearts of each one of us, Lord Jesus, how we hold them before you this morning, Lord, and we give you all praise and glory for your undertaking power, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we commit the service, Lord, into your hands, Lord. May you anoint the singing, Lord, the worship, and feed us, Lord, from your word this morning that we might walk in the light, Lord Jesus, and we give you, be sure to give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Should we stand and sing at this time? I heard an old story.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from.
Yeah. so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Tastes so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to raise them on His promise, just to know the safe Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self-conceit, just from sin to simply taking life and grace and joy in me. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, now I trust Thee.
Praise the Lord. It's nice to see Brother Chris and Sister Emma and Brother Albert there. Lord bless you. Let's sing number 204, There Is Coming a Day.
Amen. There is coming a day when the heartache shall come. No more tears in the sky. Thank you.
let's sing just a little longer.
Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we will be glorified. Oh, Creator, healer, my redemption for you now. Just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Just across the bridge, there'll be no pain. God's sun's gonna shine across the river, and we'll never be afraid.
None of these issues that we have down here. Praise the Lord. Let's sing, I'll see you in the rapture, and then I'll ask Sister Pauline to bring her item.
If we ever meet again on this earth, my precious friend, I'll see you in stay. There will surely come a day when the Lord will come again and catch his bride away. So be ready now to be there, and with hallelujahs greeting, I'll see you. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the evening in the air. There without blessed Savior will live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture.
Praise Lord, you may be seated at this time. Thank you, Sister Pauline. Was there any other items this morning that I wasn't aware of? No? One from Brother Tatu as well.
Lord, I give myself. I trust in you, mighty God, my Savior, and your mercy and love. It ripples in my soul and rejoices. Lord, you show me a way. You guide my steps, you lead me to your righteousness and the light of your love. It takes my fear away, 'cause I know you walk before me. For my shepherd, you let me rest in your arms. You comfort me in every way that I could. I'm not alone, mighty God, I know you're with me. Lord, I give myself. I trust in you, mighty God, my Savior, and your mercy and love. It all ripples my soul, it rejoices. Lord, you show me your way. You guide my steps, you lead me to your righteousness and the light of your life. It takes my fear away, 'cause I know you walk before me. Oh, my shepherd, you let me rest in your arms. You comfort me and everywhere that I go. I'm not alone, mighty God, I know you're with me. Hallelujah. You're with me. With us. With us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Tati. Brother Albert, you didn't have anything to say? Or anything to write? Thank you, Brother Paul, and thank you, Brother Peter, for stepping in with the organ. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, God bless you all. Yeah. We're back here. It wasn't planned, but it just happened to come. So it's good to fellowship together and to share what the Lord's doing in our lives. And I've come across something interesting this week. You know, sometimes we believe, and we can't see it. We can't grasp it. We believe it with all our hearts. We can't get our hands on it. And for one thing, I say, don't stop believing. But we had a little experience this week. Somebody said some things to my wife, which wasn't very nice, sort of not really nasty words, but, you know, it came from, perhaps from a spirit of pride or belittling her and the family. So she was quite upset. I don't take these things to heart, you know. I mean, you get tough with age. No, but she took it to heart, and she's not a type that cries easily, but she did cry, so I tried to comfort her in the afternoon. And then in the evening I went out, had a bit of fellowship with some brothers, and then when I came home, we carried on fellowshipping in our room, just my wife and I, and she still was upset. So what do? You try to encourage them about with the Word of God. There's nothing else that really counts. So I said to her, you know, when people do you wrong, I said, look at Stephen in the Bible. They stoned him to death. And all he said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And she said, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I said, yeah, you could. I said, Stephen saw heaven open. So he looked truth straight in the eyes. He saw the Lord. He saw the whole picture. And that settled it. Then she cried out of joy. She said, I haven't been that happy for a long time.
Hallelujah.
It's just a glimpse of reality. See, what did Stephen see? Not the rocks that came to kill him. He saw the real picture. Here's eternity. Here's my Lord. Here's the truth. And then she got it. You see, but that is something we read it, we know it, but sometimes the Lord brings it home. And she was telling the testimony the next day to somebody, and she said that presence just came down again. So it's really wonderful. So I encourage you, keep on believing what you believe until the Lord really quickens it to you. And it is real. It is real. We just sometimes can't grasp it, but it is real. Same with healing. You know, it is real, and we believe, and we lay hands on people, we anoint them with oil, but suddenly something gets a hold of you, and you know, oh, he's my Lord. It's what's the problem? And you're healed.
Amen.
And let's keep on believing until we see the manifestation.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all.
Thank you.
Let's just have a few more, and then I'll ask Brother Held to come. Let's sing number 372. You ask me why I'm happy.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary.
and better every day. And then I'll ask Brother Howard to pray.
I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. I love.
You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
I love him better every day. He loves us better every day. He's always loved us. He loves the Lord this morning.
Amen.
It's so nice to see Sister Lita here. After the time in Auckland, God bless you, Sister Lita. May you walk out here victorious. And great to have Brother Albert here. I thought he was going to carry on preaching. You're going very well there, brother. Maybe you can preach this afternoon. Oh, that'd be good. Anyway, we just pray the Lord will bless us as we come around the Word of God. You know, I just had that scripture come to me during the week. And it says this: be not weary in well-doing. Don't get tired of serving God. That's true. Don't be weary in well-doing. It's so easy. Good to see you, Brother Harold. Where's your wife? We thought she was coming too. She's coming? She will later. Yeah, God bless her. I saw him in the shop the other day, and I'm so glad to see him. But they've been really busy. They've had a lot of people visiting them and funerals and everything. Oh, great to have you back, brother. Brother Charlie is not here, and Brother Reef, are they out up the coast this weekend? Tararua, there we go. Okay, well, may the Lord bless them and keep them. Praise be to God. I love them better every day. It's a good testimony, Brother Albert, for your wife. That's God coming on the scene. It takes a visitation to open the skies and let you see the kingdom. And I pray that God will allow us to see the kingdom here this morning. Amen. Who wants to see the kingdom of God? It's got to come by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that God will bless you. So I just wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. Got a lot of scriptures this morning, Brother Keith, so you might be weaving pretty fast. Brother Keith writes them all down, goes home and studies them all from the service. That's wonderful. Exodus 15, verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, that's his word, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Hallelujah. May God bless his precious word. Shall we pray? Lord, we just pray that you'll make your word live in our hearts. This morning, Lord, we love thy word, but Lord, how we need the Spirit of truth to come upon it. Lord, may we hear by the Spirit what the Spirit would say to us. We thank you, Lord. I know that you're here, Lord, and I pray that you'll be with us and help us. For we love you and we adore you. We give you glory this morning, Lord, for you are our Savior. Hallelujah. May God come and bless us, Lord, and open your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Andrew's not here, and his wife and Missy. I miss them because I can't hear them saying praise the Lord. You'll have to make up for Brother Andrew. I'm serious. You know, we need to enter into the Spirit. We need to enter into the Word of God. And then there's life. It takes the Spirit on the Word that brings life. Praise be to God. Now, I want to speak about the last verse of that reading we had in Exodus 15. It says, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen. Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, brother and sister, I'm not going to speak of my own. I'm not going to speak my opinion. I want to say what the Word of God says. And then God will come and honor his own word. Is any sick here this morning? Raise your hand. No one sick here this morning? One? Not feeling good? God can heal you. You people out there on the internet, God can heal you too. Because he's promised it. So we just want to read this thought today, or speak about it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now the Lord speaking to Israel at Marah, in this particular reading, where the bitter waters had been made sweet. Hallelujah. God can make your bitter waters become sweet. And today we have seen the promises of God, I believe, overlooked in this area. And I'm as guilty as any. But I have been saying that it's about time we had some healing meetings. It's about time we started preaching divine healing and the divine salvation all together happened at the same time. So may God bless us and speak to us in the name of the Lord. So, as true believers of his word, we should each be challenged on this point. Why do not we not see more of God's healing power in people's lives today? Is that a good question? The Lord has asked the same question of us. He has asked us the question. He's a bit concerned about it too. I'm going to read it to you, what he said. And it's found in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. And this is what he says. Is there no balm in Gilead? No healing in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of my daughter? Sorry. Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Now God's concerned about that. Do we have a healer this morning?
Amen.
Who really believes that?
Amen.
We've just got to come to terms with it. Do we or do we not? If we do, we should be asking for God's healing in our life.
That's true.
Amen. So we as the bride of Christ must be very sure of our position in Christ. We should receive all the benefits of Calvary. All that God has given to us, that Jesus Christ purchased for us with his own precious blood. It cost him everything to purchase the benefits. He took all that upon his own precious body. He took all our sin and all our sicknesses upon himself.
Amen.
And he paid the price for it. And what? We are free.
Praise
Amen.
We're free tonight, today, and tonight, tomorrow. We're free. Hallelujah. It cost him everything to purchase the benefits. In Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Also like to read from Psalm 103, verse 2, which says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Not some of them, all of them. I believe the word of the Lord. You know, Brother Branham made a statement once. He said, when I got saved, he said he looked into the Bible to see what promises he had inherited through Christ. You know, brother and sister, that's so wonderful. If you win something, if you gain an inheritance, you quickly go through the records and, hey, what's been left me? I want to find out what's been left me. And Jesus Christ left us an inheritance. And people left their inheritance book on the shelf and go around suffering when the inheritance says otherwise. And God said, why isn't the daughter of my people healed? That's a good question. Do you believe that? It's wonderful. It's just so wonderful. May God reveal it to us all. So we just thank him for that. We want to see what the promises are. Brother Brandon made this statement. It's really good. When you're saved, God gives you a checkbook. When you're saved, God gives you a checkbook. At the bottom, it's got Jesus' name signed on every check. Any redemptive blessing belongs to you. Are you afraid to fill it out? Ask yourself the question. Are you afraid to fill it out and being Abraham's children? Are you afraid he won't recognize the name of Jesus? He sure does recognize it, is what I said. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. That's the promise. You're Abraham's children. You're not afraid to fill it out. The bank of heaven will recognize the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Don't go to sleep on us, please. This is too important. Oh, he's a wonderful Lord. The bank of heaven will recognize the name of Jesus on any redemptive blessing that his body sitting at the right hand of God making intercession. For that's what he died for. That's what he died for. We're so quick to believe for our salvation. Very quick. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Jesus saved me. But are we? What about our healing?
Amen.
To let that sink in. You're quick to receive your salvation. But what about your healing? It's awful to leave one of the benefits out. The Bible says here in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's all our sins. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Thus saith the Lord, Brother Harold. That right? By his stripes, we are healed. Let's say it together. By his stripes, we are healed. No, I didn't say that. God said it. It was a twofold work of grace. He was wounded and bruised for our transgressions and iniquities. He was striped with 39 lashes of a Roman whip. Very painful for our sicknesses and our diseases. The reason we can receive our healing is because sin was dealt with at the same time. See, sickness is a direct result of sin. You get rid of the sin, then your healing just is right there. By healing, dealing with sin, God dealt with sickness. And sin is really unbelief of God's word. I'm asking God to kick that out of me. I want to believe this word. Who wants to believe it? You know, we walk around when we're disbelieving the word of God, there's something not right. We say, Lord, what's wrong with me? I say I do, but really do I? I've got to ask this question in my own heart. We've got to deal with the unbelief in our midst. We want to see the glory of God. Who wants to see his glory come down? Praise be to God. In James 5:15 we read, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. See the connection? Sin and sickness. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Notice how the Lord connects the two together. You'll see this all the way through. Excuse me. He connects the two together in his act of redemption. God's healing power is lying right in this church now.
Amen.
It is. God's spoken it. It's already here. Who believes that? Say amen.
Amen.
You know, it's good to exercise your faith. Faith without works is dead. It's just a theory. But when you say, amen, I believe this, you're putting your faith in action. Hallelujah. So we see these work things work together. God's healing power is here. And it's terrible to think that it's here, we don't use it. I think that's a tremendous, awful thing to think about. And so God has made it so simple that the most simplest person can receive it. It's not complicated. It's not, oh, I've got to work up into something. No, that's nonsense. God has already healed you. It's already done. If you're standing here, as we've said before, and he's dressed in the suit, he came up and said, Lord, would you please heal me? You'd just say, I'm sorry, I can't. Lord, you can't heal me? He'd say, no, I've already healed you. He's already healed us. So wonderful. I believe that with all my heart. Many times our healing is just sitting right in front of us. Just sitting there. But we reason. The Lord has said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That means what he said. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's say it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I believe you, Lord. Who believes him? Say amen. But this is not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. I mean, just talking about Brother Albert's testimony. One minute his wife's very depressed, down. Can't get over it. Next minute, God opens the heavens to her. She's set free, just like that. You see, brother, it takes a supernatural intervention of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus did not say reason the promise. He said only believe. We've sung that many times. Only, only, only believe. Nothing else, just only believe what he said. In Luke chapter 8, verse 41, we read, behold, there came a man named Jairus, for he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come to his house. For he had one only about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And behold, oh, next please. Sorry, sir. And the woman, having an issue of blood oh, we'll just bypass that. And while he was speaking, while he spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. What a message of unbelief. And a dart of doubt came into his heart. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, only believe, and she shall be made whole. Do you know what Jesus just said? This young girl of 12 is going to be made whole, and she's dead. Who believes God can raise the dead?
Amen.
He can heal the sick. He can do what he likes. He's Almighty God. He's my Heavenly Father, and I believe him. I believe with all my heart and all my soul.
Amen.
Who else feels that way? If we're believers, we're going to be, you know, if we can't believe for dying via healing, how are we going to get a rapture? These bodies are going to be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. We're going to get out of here. Yes. Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. So we notice that Jesus said, fear not. And you know, fear is a killer to faith. That's your problem. Fear. So he dealt with fear first. He said, fear not. You cannot fear and believe at the same time. How can you fear with Jesus Christ standing next to you? I said to my wife, you know, if I was in the days of Jesus and I was walking around the streets of Jerusalem, he wouldn't leave my sight. I'd be with him everywhere. Because they probably didn't have a revelation like we have today, but they got it later. I wouldn't let him out of my sight. You're in the presence of the Lord Jesus. What do you got to worry about? The King of Kings, the Creator of all things in the universe, the Savior of our souls, all powerful. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
I think we just live way below our privileges. We've got to deal with the fear. And Jesus knew how Jairus felt and encouraged him. And he knows how you feel as well. He knows how we all feel. Who believes that?
Amen.
He knows what you're going through and the testings and the trials that you go through. And Jairus had faith because he had come to Jesus for prayer. And when the news came, she is dead. Well, reason pressed in and overran him. And Jesus said, fear not, only believe. And he was plugged back in again. His faith was put back in again. See, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So God has made the promise. He cannot reverse it. God cannot reverse his promises. They're sure. Therefore, as children of God, there should be total victory in the camp. If Jesus is here, who believes he's here?
Amen.
Do you know if he's here, anything could happen? We've just got to get our hearts in condition to receive him. All we have to do is receive what he has done for us. I believe, Lord, when you went to Calvary, it was all finished. You said so. You said at Calvary, it is finished. All sin was dealt with. All sickness was dealt with on that day. When he took all that terrible stress and pain and suffering. He did it for you and did it for me. Somehow these seems to be hindrances to us receiving our healing. I want to look at a few of these. Hindrances why we don't get our healing. Although we only require faith to receive the promise, there are a few basic conditions that should be met for God to bless us. And I'd like to take five of these. The first one I want to speak about is be prepared by the word of God to receive it. To know what you're believing and why you believe it. Not just saying, oh, I believe in God. That's good. But you want to see from the scriptures the authority of your healing.
Amen.
Another one I want to speak about is unconfessed sin. in our lives to be dealt with. If there's unconfessed sin, God won't even look at you. That's the truth, brother and sister. He won't even look at you. Do you allow that thing to sit there? Unconfessed sin. We need to get rid of all worldliness in our lives. That's the truth. We need to get rid of that worldliness. It's a killer. And we need an open confession of our faith is another one that we need. To be of one mind is another one, and one accord as a church. So be prepared by the word of God. This is what I want to speak about, to be prepared by the word of God. We must have the basis of our faith to take hold and receive our healing. You cannot take the pastor's word. You cannot do it. You cannot take any preacher's word for it. You must believe what God says only to be healed. What did the Lord say? I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, if you just went around saying that all day as the Lord quickens it on your heart, I am the Lord that healeth thee, I believe you'll receive your healing. He'll come down one day, you're going to say it, and he's going to quicken it to you, and you're going to see it, and it's all over. That happened many hundreds of thousands of times. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, I was just thinking about this one. Who his own self, this is talking about the Lord, bear our sins, your horrible, filthy sins, and mine, in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's because he took the judgment for the sin and for the sickness. And Jesus has already healed us. All we have to do is by faith receive it. But to a lot of people, that's too simple. Oh, I need to fast and pray for 10 months. No. Just say what he says. When he took those stripes upon his body, our healing was purchased right then. Amen. If I bought you some groceries, because you're a really hungry person, and I bought you some groceries and I said, go down and pick them up. Now listen carefully. You don't sit there and say, oh, I'm so hungry. I think you lost your mind. No, you don't say that. You go out down to the store, and when you get there, you pay for them. No, you don't pay for them. These groceries that I bought for you. The price has already been paid. All you have to do is just pick up what belongs to you. Amen. I've come to pick up the groceries that Howard Searle paid for me. You don't have to add 1 cent to that transaction. It's already paid for. And the devil brings doubt to so many people. Oh, I don't know about me. I think it's got to be God's will for me to be healed. That is a lie of the devil. Careful. Listen, brothers and sisters. It's got to be God's will for me to be healed. That is so wrong. That is not true. And that kills your faith. We can say what God said, not what we think. Jesus has already said it is his will to heal. He's already stated very clearly. We read in Matthew 21, verse 21. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, let's read what he says, not what you think. You shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, he cursed it, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it may be done. It shall be done. Why did Jesus tell us that? It's true. And he wants you to understand, to say what he says. Just so precious. In verse 22 it says, in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, in all things, not some things, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. Say it louder, brother. You shall receive. Not, I could do, maybe, if it's God's will. No, that's a lie. He said, whatsoever ye ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. And when he has come to the temple. No, I don't read that one. Oh, Jesus is willing to heal you. He's willing to heal you. Get that straight. It's not a will thing. He's already said, if you ask, you shall. Every one of you are already healed this morning.
Amen.
Every one of you are already healed this morning. That's thus saith God's word. Just go and pick up the groceries. That's all you have to do. You don't have to pay for it. You just go and pick up what God's already purchased for you. Who wants to pick up the groceries? God has already paid the price for them. I love what Jesus said was answering the leper on the willow thing. In Matthew 8:2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can makes me clean. Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. It's already answered. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I believe that. Who believes it?
Amen.
It's good to confess it too. In Matthew 8:2, we read, oh, did I read that? Yes, I did. He said to them, be thou, it is, I do will. Yes, I do will, brother. Be thou clean. And he can say that to every one of you, I've already stated that I've done it. It's for you. Now you've got to get your reasoning, kick it out. Say, oh, it's too hard. This problem is too hard. This disease is no, he couldn't fix that. That's a lie of the devil. He can heal every disease, every sickness, every ailment. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's already been paid for. Just go and get your groceries. Just go and pick it up. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? We serve a mighty God. You say, oh, brother, why is this happening? You know what we should be doing? Not say, why is this not happy? Why are my people not healed? We just haven't gone to pick up the groceries yet. We just haven't gone to get the benefits of what he's paid for. The other thing I want to speak about is unconfessed sin in our life has to be dealt with. It really does. In James 5:16, just watch the connection. Watch the connection. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The fervent, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's so simple. God is willing to forgive you. Who's glad he's willing to forgive you? I'm so glad he's willing to forgive me. You know, brother and sister, I don't get used to it. I'm so glad that he has forgiven me.
Amen.
Who's glad their sins are forgiven? It's so wonderful to know that your sins are forgiven and that he promised to heal you. Should be one sick person in this building when we leave. The minute you believe, it's yours. The minute you pick up the groceries, it's yours. You don't have to add to it. You don't have to pay for it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Is that right, Brother Albert? This will be good material for you this afternoon. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? All unrighteousness. Let's read this in 1 John 1:9. I love the scripture. Confess it all over the world. If we confess our sins, He, that's the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who believes that's a wonderful, very wonderful scripture? If you believe it's wonderful, stand on your feet. Make sure you know what I'm talking about. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You say praise the Lord. These things are wonderful. All unrighteousness. Once we put it right with God and the people, because you can't say, I put it right with God, but what about the people? If you've done something against the people, you need to put it right. Confess your faults one to another, it says. And people go around sick for years because I've never confessed it. I have those things harboring in there. You don't have to stand up all day. You know, we just got to get rid of all the junk. Get that infection out of you. Confess it and say, I'm sorry. Like your wife, brother. You know, just got to learn to forgive people. I'm just a wretch. Feels like a wretch many times. Just ask people's forgiveness. Get it out of the way. It's just so ridiculous we don't do that. So it says there in James 5:14, if any's sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Now this is the word of God. If you're sick, have you ever done this? Called for the elders of the church? I wonder why is my people sick? And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Sin and sickness go together. Get rid of the sin, and the sickness has to go. Praise be to God. He shall be forgiven. So we must deal with the unconfessed sin in our lives to be healed. I want to read you something. Brother Benham made a wonderful statement here that's really good. We sometimes say, well, this guy didn't have enough faith. We're always judging, they didn't get healed. This guy didn't have enough faith. Or this guy didn't do this or that. There's a reason for that. There's a reason. Sometimes it's unconfessed sin. You could pour a gallon of oil on that person and scream until you got hoarse. It'll never move that devil. No, sir. You've got to confess that. I believe it. If your pastor is a believer, call him in. If you've done any sin, confess it. Make it right. God will not heal under no condition, see. So call your pastor in. And if you've done anything wrong, confess it. The Bible said confess your faults one to another. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, that you might be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, brother and sister, I want to get rid of every obstacle in my life for our healings. Who wants to be healed? Hallelujah. We want to be healed, so I'm getting rid of the obstacles. Having worldliness in our lives. Listen to this. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for either you'll hate one and love the other, or else you'll hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't have two relationships going. You've got to be faithful to God. If you're his bride, you'll be faithful to him. In 1 John 2:15, love not the world. Now we need to watch this. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a mighty statement. If we love the world, the love of the Father is not even in you. So worldliness in our lives will drive the Holy Spirit far from us. I'm telling you the truth, brother and sister. If you haven't heard it, you're hearing it now. A true child of God will fret and cry if they feel the Spirit of God absent. If you're a child of God, you can't tolerate the Spirit leaving you. As David said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. You see, you just want it, you want God to be there. Worldliness is a killer and a destroyer of our souls and bodies. It's a cursed demon. Worldliness is. We can never receive our healing if we walk after the world deliberately. No use praying for healing when we are seeking after worldly amusements. Very quiet in here. That's how it should be. Let it sink right deep down into our hearts. In Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight, doing that which is right. Don't ignore what God said. Do it. And will give ear to his commandments. That's his word. To keep all his statutes. That's his word. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. We should not be sick. We can get sick, but he'll heal us. Who believes that? Say amen.
Amen.
He promised to heal us. See the connection going right through in his sight. And doing right in his sight and for your health. If you would not like to be found doing things that you are doing when Jesus comes, you should not be doing them now. Would you feel comfortable doing what you're doing? I don't know what you're doing. That's between you and God. But do you feel comfortable? Would you feel comfortable if you were doing something and Jesus appeared? Would you, oh Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm so sorry you're here. I'm so sorry it's like this. It's no good doing that when he comes. You got to be ready. Be ye therefore ready for now when you think not the Son of Man cometh. We cannot, if we cannot say something out of our mouth and have God's blessings on it, you should not be saying it. People say ridiculous things. Oh, brother and sister, let me say this to you. I love you all. You're seriously a wonderful bunch of people, and we all know it. Because God's in our hearts. But one of the things that tear up people so badly is when people speak foolish things out of their mouth about somebody. It's so destructive. You should never speak about anybody. You don't know the truth. You don't know what they're going through. And I must say, in my young immaturity, through the years, I've said many foolish things. God knows my heart. I've confessed it before him many times. Don't criticize people. You don't know the truth. You think you do, but you don't. Let God do the judging. Let God be the judge. And keep it clean. Then you don't have to put it right when you get down to prayer. So may God help us. Even our thoughts. Are you comfortable with the thoughts you're thinking, even now? If Jesus comes and he sees your thoughts written on the board, would you feel comfortable? Then you shouldn't be thinking those things. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird up your loins of your mind. Don't let them run all over you. You've got to watch your thoughts. I've got to watch them every day. They run all over you, destroy your fellowship with God. These things have to be dealt with at an individual level. Brother Brand made this statement, deceived church by the world. He says, revival in our day? How can we have it when the revival giver is bound by the world? How can you have a revival in your midst when it's bound by the world? God won't come in where the world is. You can just depend on that. You associate with the world, then that's all of it. When you let the world creep in, you go to acting like the world, then you are finished. When you'll cut loose every fetter from the world and come to God, God will use you until you go to flirting again. Who believes these things? It's truth. He continues staying at home on Wednesday night to watch a television program. Taking the joy out of their hearts. That's what happens. And give them more love for the world than they have for God. Has given them more world, more desire for world entertainment than to have the preaching of the gospel. If there's not a great band going on and a lot of carrying on and whooping and carrying on, then they don't want the old gospel anymore. That brings tears of joy to the soul. That brings divine healing back. So you won't have divine healing when the world's in the midst. You got to kick it out. We've all got to kick it out. It doesn't matter how small it is, it's still the world. That restores that apostolic gifts to the church. Well, who wants the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You see, all these things will be here if we kick these parasites of unbelief out of our lives and brings the risen Christ, the Messiah of this day. So it's more than just saying, I believe the promise. We need to be more serious with God. We come to the next one. Just about done. Open confession of our faith. This is very real to me. Open confession of our faith. We also must confess that Jesus has healed us. You've actually got to open your mouth. Open and speak. I believe Jesus has healed me. You confess that every day from your heart and see if God doesn't honor that. Because he is the high priest of our confession. That's what the Bible says. We turn to Hebrews 3:1. He's the high priest of our confession. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, Hebrews 3:1, consider the apostle, the high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ Jesus. That's why he can only act upon a confession of faith. People say, I act on my faith. He didn't say that. He acts upon the confession of your faith. I believe the Lord, and you never go and tell it. You've got to confess. Jesus Christ is my healer. Hallelujah. Who believes it?
Amen.
Who believes he's your Savior?
Amen.
You see, the same things work for salvation does for healing. It was all accomplished in the same act. When he died at Calvary, your healing and your salvation was met. He says in Romans 10, verse 9, and if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Just say, Lord, I believe. Isn't that wonderful? Lord, I believe that you died for me at Calvary. When you died, my sin was judged. at Calvary. Confess it with your mouth. For that with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Look, I have had many, many, many hundreds of people coming to the altar. And many times, mainly overseas, but many times I've asked them, now, I want you to pray. I want you to pray this prayer. God wants to hear from you, not from me. So you ask the Lord, Lord, would you forgive me? Will you come into my heart, Lord? You need to openly say that. And he'll come into you. If you mean it with your heart and confess it with your mouth. The two commodities are very important. The confession of the mouth and the believing in the heart. Hallelujah. Having all these things right, we confess his word. In Exodus 15:26, I'm going to confess his word. Doesn't matter how you feel. So I don't feel very well. He didn't say whether you feel it. He says, do you believe it? Lying symptoms. Lying symptoms can be on you, on your body, which are contrary to the word of God. You've got to stand against that. We have to. Or we've just got to do it. If we're who's believers here? If we're believers, we'll do what he says. He says in Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I confess these verses every day. I do. In 1 Peter 2:24, who by whose stripes you could be healed. You were healed. Past tense. It is finished. Go and get the groceries. It's paid for. Just go and pick it up. The minute you say, Lord, I believe it, he'll honor his word. Hallelujah. Confess it until God makes your body obey your confession. So if you're not confessing, how can he do that? Brother Branham says this, and he's the high priest of our confession. Before you can be healed, you have to confess it first. You have to believe that you are healed. And then when you believe you're healed, God makes your body obey your confession. Hallelujah. Amen. So now when you come by here, just let it be settled. Coming up the prayer line, just let it be settled. God, this is your command. I believe I'm healed, and walk off the platform. Hundreds, thousands of people were healed when they did that. Are you ready to believe? One, two, three. I know you are. I trust you are. But you're the only one that can activate the promise. It's by confessing with your mouth and believing on your heart. Now, final one here. Maybe I'll just read them through again. So what are those things that we must take heed to and deal with? One, be prepared by the word of God to receive it. You need to know what the Bible says concerning divine healing. You must read it and know what it says. The other one's to deal with unconfessed sin in our life. Don't let it sit there. It'll hold you back, put you in hell if it's left unchecked. Get rid of worldliness in our lives. We just got to do it. We've got to get serious about it. We need an open confession of our faith. I believe. Tell people, the Lord has healed me. You know, there's a man over in America there. I can't remember his name now. He came up for prayer, and John Ryan. He couldn't see. Couldn't see. And Brother Branham said to him, do you believe that God's your healer? He said, yes, I believe it. He said, go out and confess it. So he went out confessing, the Lord has healed me. Praise the Lord. The Lord has healed me. The next night, He was back in the prayer line, standing before Brother Brandon, and Brother Brandon said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Brother Brandon, I can't see yet." He said, "What's that got to do with it?" "You said, I believe you, Lord." And all he had to do was go and confess it. He'd just go and confess it. So he went off again. And he's selling newspapers. "Extra, extra. Praise the Lord, I'm healed. Extra, extra. Praise the Lord, I'm healed." People thought he'd lost his mind. Couldn't see a thing. God didn't say whether you could see, just believe what he said. It's really wonderful. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
That wasn't the end of the story. He went to the barber. The barber sat him down in the chair. He's going to give him a shave or haircut, whatever it was. Sharpening his blade. And they say, "Tell me, John." They tell me, "You got healed." You know, mocking him, looking in the mirror. "They tell me you got healed and you can see now." Just mocking him. Brother John Ryan said, "Praise the Lord, he's healed me." And his eyes came open. He ran and he started praising God, jumped out of the chairs, running down the street with his what do you call it, the tunic or what?
Gown
or something. Blowing behind him and all the foam and everything. He said, "Praise the Lord, I'm healed." And he was. No more joking with John Ryan. Because he took God at his word and he confessed what God said. If you're willing to confess God this morning, God will heal you right where you are. He's already done it. Hallelujah. And finally, we need to be one mind and one accord as a church. Then what we do? What do? We come believing. Be of one mind and one accord. It says in Mark 16:18, "And they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they," that's the church, "shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Amen.
It's the truth. I believe that every day, and I say it every day. Whatever the need is. I don't care what it is. You could be dying. It has nothing to do with it. God said it. You confess it. Who wants to confess it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're absolutely, when we are prayed for and our hearts have been prepared and there's absolutely nothing to stop the healing of God, let us not place conditions on our healing. It's so easy to do. Sometimes we want to be healed on the spot. Well, John Ryan wasn't. Took a few weeks. And all of a sudden, he said, "Praise the Lord, he's healed me." And his eyes came open. Hallelujah. Isn't it a beautiful testimony? Do you believe this?
Amen.
Sister Leedy, you believe this? It's God's word. It's not Brother Howard's word. It's what God said. He didn't say we would recover. He just said we would. We will recover. Many lose their healing because they were not healed in an instant. Maybe the God will heal you now. He may heal you in an hour's time. He may heal you in a week. He may heal you in a month. But I tell you what, he's going to heal you.
Amen.
He's going to manifest it in your life. He's already done it. Whatever the case, just hold on to this promise and he'll bring it to pass. And they shall recover. "I am the Lord that healeth thee." In Mark 11:24, as we close, I want to read this. "Therefore I say unto you," Jesus saying, "whatsoever," whatsoever, we know what whatsoever means. Doesn't matter what it is. "Whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe, and you shall, and ye believe that you'll receive them, and ye shall have them." That's thus saith the Lord. That's it. I believe it. Glory to God. The church is also believing with you. One mind, one accord. That's why we need to pray one for another. Hallelujah. So may God grant it to us. There's so much I could say, but I'm just leaving it. Don't want you to get too weary. Brother Albert's message. But brothers and sisters, Jesus healed all that came to him. He has not changed. If you came to Jesus and said, "Oh Jesus, is it your will for me to be healed?" He said, "It is my will, be thou made whole." Now, just put your faith in action. You've got to do something. You've got to confess it and believe it and walk in it and just say, "Lord, I'm coming just as I am." Now, this is what the promise Jesus gave to the church. And we are closing. John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." The works that he did, we shall do also. Who believes this? Amen. Oh, we've got faith. The world is full of unbelief, but brothers and sisters, we should have faith in our hearts to believe what Jesus said. "And greater works of these shall he do, because I go to my Father." That's because he sent the Holy Ghost. Goes into every person, reaches out to the world. So the promise has been left for the church of God, and he will keep his word. Let's cast aside all doubt, all reasoning, and God will bless you. You people out there around the world listening in, remember Jesus Christ is our Savior and Healer. I believe it. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Shall we just stand to our feet, brothers and sisters? Why don't we sing that one? "Things are different now, Brother Peter. Something's happened to me." It's really a wonderful chorus. We can believe for it. When something's happened to me, it's when he comes, you know he's come to you. And he changes you, makes you, he quickens your faith on the word of God, and real faith takes a hold. There's room for a great blessing. "Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. I was changed in my spirit when I gave my heart to Jesus." Hallelujah! Let's sing from our hearts. "Things I love before have passed away. Well,
things I love before have come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened that day when I gave my heart to Jesus."
Before we sing it again, maybe that somebody wants to give their heart to him. But I don't know, God, this is an opportunity that we're giving you. If you want to give your heart to the Lord, now's the time to come. If somebody wants to be prayed for healing, now's the time to come. While faith is in your heart, he promised it, nothing to do with me. We're just doing what he said. We do what he says, you act upon it, God will bring it to pass. So we're giving this opportunity as we sing this again. "Things are different now.
Something happened to me. When I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. I was changed in my spirit when I gave my heart to him. Things I loved before have passed away. Things I loved
Tim, oh Brother Lee, would you like to come please? I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray for the people that are listening to this service on the internet. There's many that listen these days. So brother and sister, wherever you are, you believe that God is going to answer this prayer. I've confessed my heart to God this morning that nothing will hinder the prayer. He knows I have. And you put your hand on your body, wherever it is that you need healing. You hold there and you say, Lord, I'm going to believe you. They should pray for them. Lay hands upon them. We can't lay hands on, but we can see it by faith. He sent his word and healed them, the Bible says. And when we do this, you're going to receive your healing. And please send us a note of encouragement that God healed you. So everyone just close their eyes, raise their hands to God. Lord Jesus, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, we have no power, but you have all power. And Lord, these brethren, Lord, that are trusting you and believing you, Lord, that you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, they lay their hands upon their body wherever their need is in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we come against the devil and all his works. And Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your hands off God's children. We bind you and command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Lord, may the healing power that you promised in your word be their portion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who loves the Lord? Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. I was changed in my spirit when I gave my
You know, just thinking about what was preached, it just crossed my mind, and the Lord kind of confirms it down here. People don't want to hear that you were healed or that you're holding out for your healing. Why? Because they feel very awkward. They probably know it's the truth, but you're putting them in an awkward spot. But I think the Lord uses your confirmation of your healing to help others. It's not for us to judge it, but it's for us to tell it. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'll just pray now, and then we'll just finish a song here, number 127, Open My Eyes, Lord, I Want to See Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful for what you've done for us. You did it on the cross of Calvary, and you gave us the ability to believe what you said. And Lord, when we know it, we know it. There's no one is going to replace Jesus Christ in my life. No way possible, because you did it, and all my brethren and those people on the internet, their confirmation, their admittance that the Lord healed me, or the Lord's going to heal me because I believe it. It's going to be a testimony to other people that don't want to hear it because they feel awkward. But Lord, you do it. We can't do anything, for without Christ we can do nothing. But Lord, you will do it. Use each one of us whenever we have a need to tell others. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Amen and amen. I'll just go and thank the Lord for the lunch we're about to have, and then we'll finish on this song. Lord, we just thank you for the food and the fellowship in the hall. Just bless it to us. Bless those that weren't able to be with us today, and bless those overseas that are listening. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you, to say that
bless you as you go.
Thank you.